News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In custody at Altoona, Pennsylvania, 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, in last week's killing of the United Healthcare chief exec, a McDonald's employee recognized Mangione when he came in to eat and called police. Investigators say a gun believed to be the murder weapon was in Mangione's possession. For now, he's facing weapons charges, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
In some dark corners, this killer is being hailed as a hero. Hear me on this. He is no hero. The real hero in this story is the person who called 911 at McDonald's this morning.
A federal judge in Phoenix sentenced polygamist leader Samuel Bateman to 50 years in prison for coercing girls as young as nine into criminal sex acts with him. The UN says Syria's public sector has come to a complete and abrupt halt after rebels overthrew President Bashar al-Assad. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Wisconsin and the ATF Madison Field Office are joining together to highlight the dangers of machine gun conversion devices. The devices are an emerging threat, and law enforcement agents are increasingly finding them in Wisconsin. To combat the rise in MCDs, U.S. Attorney Timothy O'Shea announced that his office is partnering with law enforcement agencies, including ATF, Homeland Security Investigations, and the U.S. Postal Service, to implement a district-wide strategy. The strategy has three parts. The first is enforcement. The U.S. Attorney's Office will vigorously prosecute cases involving MCDs. Although MCDs may be advertised as legal online to avoid law enforcement detection or to defeat internet advertising protocols, that is not true. The possession, manufacture, and/or sale of MCDs is a federal crime punishable by up to 10 years in prison and fines up to $250,000. The second is investigation. MCD guides have been provided for local law enforcement agencies, and training on MCDs and ATF resources throughout the state will be provided. Also, because many MCDs are shipped through the U.S. mail and other carriers, the Department of Homeland Security and U.S. Postal Service are working with ATF to further identify packages potentially containing MCDs that were shipped to individuals involved in gun violence or affiliated with criminal gangs. Finally, education is part of the strategy. The U.S. Attorney's Office and ATF are reaching out to local media, Crime Stoppers groups, and local public health departments to get the word out about the danger of MCDs.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Adamas goes to the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball free agency underway over the weekend. Willie Adamas signed a 7-year deal with the San Francisco Giants worth $182 million, the largest contract in that team's history. Willie Adamas played 4 seasons with the Brewers, hitting 32 home runs, 21 stolen bases, and 112 RBI in his final season with the crew. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I love the kid. I mean, this kid's a gamer. He comes to play every day. He's a good player, and he's a leader, and he loves the big situation.
NBA, Bucks beat the Nets 118-113 in Brooklyn. Doc Rivers.
You could feel it. Like, they had that stretch where they were about to get away from us, and I thought Giannis kind of took the game over for us. And that's what makes him so great. He sensed that. He stayed aggressive. He made the right plays in the same stretch. That's the Giannis we need.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-20s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high around 30. Some snow showers Tuesday night, lingering into Wednesday morning, then clearing and colder and a little breezy Wednesday afternoon. Temps fall through the teens. It's 42 right now.
The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, we will go overtime with Maggie Dawn. Plus, guess which Republican candidate who claims to have never lost an election is a leading contender to become Trump's ambassador to Mexico. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center. WRCE. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right. It's all right. And now, a guy who believes in an eye for an eye, but only if they're lowercase, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. It is great to have you with me on this Monday night edition of Nightlight. Wherever you are joining me from in the state of Wisconsin, welcome. We are broadcasting live from downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing, a beautiful night. Conrad got to wear his high tops tonight.
Yeah.
The really magical high tops.
Hey, that was quite a troop. That was our little WGBW players. Amanda Nimmer pitching in to be the mom. Todd Michaels has the greatest voice, and it was fun. So my guest is Dr. Kristen Lyerly. We're talking about health. I'm about to play a game with her called Symptoms. It's great to have her back here. And we have people texting that have questions for you.
Okay, come on.
Namely, the first one I'm going to read you is from Conrad's aunt, Aunt Carla, who is an avid listener. We love Aunt Carla. I consider her kind of an aunt by default. do you think she considers me a nephew?
I think so. Yeah, yes. She probably will send a text saying, yeah.
Okay.
And the shoes. What about the shoes, Aunt Carla?
she
wear high tops?
She has to know, yeah.
I kind of don't want, well, I'm not going to go there. Aunt Carla sends a text. She's in the 608. She says, what is the appropriate temperature for your house in the winter? Can your house be too hot? Actually, that is from Grandma Krieger, who is with Aunt Carla.
Oh.
Who is like a surrogate grandmother to me, too.
It sounds like there is some sort of a controversy within Aunt Carla's household.
It's weird. Conrad's aunt is kind of like my aunt, but I could still date her because we don't have blood. Not to make it awkward for Conrad.
Wait.
I'm not going to share my aunt with you if that's where you're. I'm totally kidding. No, Aunt Carla is awesome. She's a flight attendant. She's all over the place. She has great opinions and texts, but she's texting on behalf of Conrad's Grandma Krieger, who is asking, can the house be too hot in the winter?
That's such a personal preference. I like my house to be warm.
Yeah.
Because I'm cold all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. The boys like it to be cooler. So we negotiate. Right, Lindsay? We do not negotiate.
Is your mom keep it warm and then he opens his window. Oh, so you're like throwing money out.
Right.
Is your mom a very tough disciplinarian? No. Oh, okay. See, I would be worried to say that.
Maybe I need to be tougher.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that would encourage her to be
okay.
more.
Noted. Be tougher on Lindsay.
Note to self, make Lindsay's life hell. Peter, I don't know what town that is from, but he's from the 920, says, I know Dr. Lyerly was out bicycling today. How cold is too cold to bicycle?
I was biking today. It was so beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Yes. Well, Peter probably knows better than I do, since he is an incredible cyclist and has ridden with his wife, Tracy, all across the country.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
On their tandem bicycle.
I don't know that we need medical opinion on that, too. It's probably just a matter of preference, what people think is too cold or too...
I think it's making sure you have the right gear.
Okay.
and that you are safe on the road, because you, so for me, when it gets to be like around freezing, I'll get out with my fat tire bike because it feels a little safer. But, you know, if there are patches of ice, I want to be really, really careful. And people aren't expecting bikers out when the
temperature. This time of year?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. When it goes below like 45, to me, that's inside weather. That's TV watching weather.
If the sun's out and it's 35 or warmer, I'll bike outside. Or what about like fat biking on snow biking?
Fat biking just means the big tires, like it almost looks like the bike should have a motor.
Yes.
Okay.
But the motor is you. You can do this, Pete.
Well, I can, but
I'll bring
my
fat bike down and we can go for a ride.
Do you have a tandem?
No. I'll ride my skinny bike and you can ride the fatty. And it's so bouncy.
That sounds so horrible. That sounds obscene and wrong on every level and like too much work.
It's so much fun.
Okay.
Yes.
I would do that. Conrad, will you take video?
We can post
it on the social media page.
Of course.
Do I have to wear bike shorts?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I wear them on this show up through August.
Are you wearing them now? Are you self-conscious about
it? I wear a bathing suit at all times just in case I have to take a swim or pull someone out of the river.
Right?
You never know.
You never know.
Yeah, that would be fun. I would enjoy that. And that could be, you know, the fat tire, though, seems like a lot of work. You have to work harder, right? Is that
you do? But I mean, are you racing someone? You know, you're just out for a leisurely ride on a trail, and you can ride in almost like on grass, on gravel. You can ride up curbs confidently.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing about me, Kristen. I don't have an off switch.
Oh,
so if I start pedaling,
yeah,
it's game on. I'm competing against myself.
That's great news, because with a fat bike, you have to pedal all the time. There's no coasting.
That sounds horrible. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anne from Madison says, please ask Kristen about airborne tablets you dissolve in water to support your immune system. Is it any good? That's a great question.
It is a great question. And there is evidence that zinc can help to prevent colds, the common cold, which is a virus. And we don't really have great prevention strategies.
Yeah.
So if you start to feel like a cold is coming on, airborne tablets are something that you can safely use as directed, that may help to ward off a cold.
It can't hurt, right? I mean, is that...
Unless you're allergic to zinc.
Who's allergic to zinc?
Nobody I know.
Okay. Here's my thing about those airborne tablets, Anna, and I'm not a doctor, but I will say my wife is a teacher, and on the box it says created by a teacher.
Aww.
Because teachers get sick a lot. Okay, yeah that's sweet.
Well, they're exposed to everything.
I know, but so does this kindergarten teacher put on a lab coat and create a zinc tablet? It's just a weird thing, right? I mean, it's like saying this HIV vaccine created by a forklift operator. It's just, I don't make
doesn't
the
have
connection.
The same, it doesn't have the same feeling.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about marketing, Pete. You know this.
I know. All right. Here's the thing, too. I think vitamin D tablets.
Oh.
Or to me, I have not been sick since COVID, and I haven't tested positive for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying I haven't had it. Maybe I'm one of those people, but I started taking vitamin D when the COVID scare happened, and I take it now. I have not been sick since before COVID. I didn't get sick a lot anyway, but I get a cold every year, you know?
You are definitely one of those people. And vitamin D for us, because vitamin D is not something that is generally in our diet. You have to take a supplement or eat a food that is supplemented with it or be out in the sun.
Yeah.
But this time of year in Wisconsin, I mean, the sun was out for, 20 minutes today? I mean, the days are really short.
Yeah, I know.
So we are all chronically deprived of vitamin D, all of us who live in northern climates. So I recommend a vitamin D over-the-counter vitamin D supplement for all of my patients.
That's a great – here's the thing, too. Here's a question. Can you take too much of it?
Because
I've heard – oh, really? What's too much?
Well, it depends on how much you need.
I've been taking a bottle a day. No, I do wonder about that, because I've heard different arguments. Like you can't, you know, vitamin C, when you take too much, you just release it in various ways. And then vitamin D, I've heard that what's too much? You're supposed to take two like gummy D's as a supplement.
If you are just taking it as a supplement and you don't have a diagnosed disorder, take it according to the product packaging.
Okay.
But there are some people who have to take very big doses, but they take those under medical supervision. So if you think that you have low vitamin D levels, you should talk to your doctor about it. We can do a blood test and figure out if you need a higher dose.
Right now?
If you want.
You got the tools in the car?
Lindsay?
Here's what I got a buddy that we both kind of did that during COVID, and he would take, and I still do this when I feel a symptom coming on. I'll take a handful of them. I'll take like eight of them for like two or 3 days. Not eight, but like initially I'll take a big boost.
What's the dose? Because it comes in different doses.
2,000 MCU, whatever.
International units.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. I will adhere more to the warnings on the label. All right. I want to do this. I want to do this game, Symptoms, that I came up with earlier. Because everyone, at least in my house, when they think they have something, they go to Google. And it's like, oh, no, I might have, you know, scurvy or something. So.
So many people say to me, I know that I shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
But I looked it up.
Right.
And now I'm worried about this. You can't not. I mean, it's just too easy.
And no Google site says it's probably nothing.
I think it's okay, though,
yeah,
to look up your symptoms, but make sure that you are looking at a good credentialed page. Like, you don't want to be looking at TikTok, you know? TikTok is not going to be able to help you diagnose your problem. But if you go to, you know, like, what am I trying to say? For gynecology things, I suggest that people go to ACOG.org. Okay. That's my professional organization. We've got a patient education thing there, so that's a good
gotcha.
One. Yeah, there are some really good ones out there. Mayo Clinic, you know, some of the bigger academic institutions.
Okay. All right, good to know. So let's play a game. This is called Symptoms. I'm going to say a symptom or illness, and you tell me, well, let's do this. Well, no, let's do it this way. Tell me the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear a symptom.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
First thing, like one of those psychological things. Okay, okay. Ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Headache.
Tylenol?
No, like what could it be?
It could be all the different things. So I don't think of one thing.
All right. I'm glad stress. You didn't say brain tumor. Okay.
No, not brain tumor. It's okay. Usually stress.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Drooling.
Lindsay?
Wow. You just outed your kid. Do you have a drooling issue?
No, that was his next older brother. Oh. But he's over it now.
Okay. Dandruff.
Dry scalp. Dry itching. Scalp. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's easy to fix. Yeah. This is hard for me because I'm like, I go right to
a medical condition, maybe.
Yeah. I don't go right to tumor. I go to, well, there are all these things. Let me ask you more questions.
Okay. Fair enough. Insomnia.
That's another thing. There's so many reasons why people have insomnia. In my world, it's like hot flashes, hormonal changes, stress. Little babies at home.
Could my hormones be changing?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are, aren't
this
they?
This is manopause.
Manopause, like where you lose testosterone?
Do you have low T, Pete?
I don't know.
Let me ask you a question.
I watch
low
a
T.
lot of Sylvester Stallone movies. Does that count for anything?
That's your supplement.
So tell me about low T.
No.
I have to make an appointment, apparently. Okay. Conrad, take a memo.
Hey, we'll get you scheduled. Don't worry.
We'll get you scheduled. All right, watery eyes.
Yeah, crying. How am I doing with this game?
I thought you were going to say watching a Lifetime movie, but that's okay.
You know, it could be allergies if it's both of your eyes. If it's just one eye, there might be something in it.
Bleeding gums, quickly.
Probably need to go see a dentist.
All right. We have to get our next guest is standing by, but we have to get her the link, Conrad, so she can sign in on the stream. I don't know. She didn't get an info sheet, so we'll keep Kristen for just a couple minutes until we know we have Rose. If you're okay, are you in a hurry?
No.
Maybe we can meet Lindsay. Okay.
Great.
I will send Rose this information, and we will talk cigars as soon as we have her. In the meantime, Kristen Lyerly is here. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
You know that it would be untrue. So it's Jim Morrison's birthday today. You know that I would be alone. Kristen's singing. That's a song right out of a movie, kind of. That was our question tonight.
The biography movie?
The movie The Doors. Do you like The Doors?
I do.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I clipped Light My Fire and L.A. Woman. Mm-hmm. L.A. Woman is just like one of those, I don't know, I love it.
I like Doors. Touch Me.
Come on, not Touch. Yeah, that's a great mm-hmm. one. Or Love Her Madly is great. Do you like The End? It's a little mm-hmm. dark.
This yeah. is the end.
Yeah. And then they had all these songs about like drugs, like the crystal ship, and I didn't really mm-hmm. get it when I was like 19, but I'm like, all right. I think I still had some work. Did I have more?
Lindsay told me I sucked at that game.
I think you're careful, which is good. You kind of have to be careful when you're dispensing medical advice on Nightlight, right?
My brain just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
I'm trained to have it work a different way.
Forthright, and that's great. Yeah. I think I love that. All right, so I'm going to say a symptom this time, and then or an illness, and you tell me the best home remedy.
Okay. All right. Yes. Okay.
Anxiety.
Oh, chillin'. What is the source of your anxiety? I need to ask you more questions.
Okay.
Is it related to school? Is it related to something in your life? Or is it a relationship
thing?
How about
yoga?
Oh,
that's
a good
one. That
helps
you chill or meditation or something, right?
Okay. Yeah, for some people. But for other people, like, there is a thing there that's causing their anxiety. And without, it's like, why do so many people have problems with, like, alcoholism and substance stuff? Well, it's because there's something that's bothering them. Eating disorders, there's something that's bothering them. And unless you fix that something, you can't fix the other thing.
Yes. All right. That's a great answer. Mm-hmm. And for home remedies, I think, like, what about a headache if you don't want to take Tylenol?
You can rest.
Lay down?
Yeah. For a lot of people, a dark room.
Like a cold compress or something?
Sure.
Okay. And then Conray wanted me to ask you about erectile dysfunction. What do you do for that?
Oh, yeah. Viagra. No.
Home remedy.
Home remedy.
We have Rose?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, she wants no part of this conversation. Right. But let's answer this one, and then we can do a few more. You can think about that one.
Uh-huh. Okay. Right. I have answers for that. I have a lot to I have a lot to say about erectile dysfunction and the female corollary.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know.
We're all looking at you.
Someone's looking at Conrad.
Switch that up real quick.
All right. We're gonna This has nothing to do with what we were just talking about, but it is somewhat. We're going to talk about cigars now. And this is exciting because we've talked about cigars on the show before with Norm from Appleton Cigar Company, who brought in a bunch of his product. It was great. But I thought Kristen and Lindsay, her son, is a big cigar smoker. So they're going to join me in welcoming our next guest, Rose Bauman from Legacy Cigar. Rose, how are you?
Great. How are you tonight?
Doing very well. Sorry about the mix-up. I think we sent it to, I don't know how many emails you have, Rose, or if you're on the lam or in witness protection, but we got you the information, and it's great to have you. Sorry for the mix-up.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and, you know, technical difficulties happen.
Exactly. So tell me about Legacy Cigars. Tell me about your company. I know you're one of the owners or the owner?
I am the owner.
Well, that's pretty cool. Okay, so tell me how this came to be, and I assume you supply different cigar shops like Appleton Cigar with product?
Yep, right now Appleton Cigar is the only place you can get Legacy.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't mean I'm not looking for more shops, because I am.
Okay.
But I've been working at Appleton Cigar for right around 12 years now.
Oh, so you work there too?
I do.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. I've been working there since well before Norm.
Oh.
But it's been a passion of mine. It's been a love of mine. And for me, logically, this was the next step, was to put out my own product.
So that's so cool. How do you even, like, I like smoking cigars occasionally, but how do you create a cigar, basically? Or do you just buy the name, or how does that work? Do you actually get down in the dirt and create the actual cigar?
So I have this wonderful company out of Miami that I was doing an Instagram show for about 3 years. And they contacted me and said, hey, you know, how'd you like to blend your own cigar?
Very nice.
I jumped at the offer, and they sent me up a whole bunch of these little tiny cigars called Fumas, which is a little cigar made out of one cigar leaf.
One cigar leaf.
Yep, and that way you get the flavors of each of those different tobaccos without them being mixed or anything else. And then you take those, and it's like making a cake recipe. You slowly add different Fumas to what you're smoking and what you're smelling, and until you find something that you really love.
So there's a lot of testing going on. Dr. Lyerly, we do have a doctor on standby, Rose, just in case someone has a cigar.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
Where do these leaves come from, Rose?
I was going to ask that. That's a great question.
Thinking about, like, Wisconsin, we, back in the day, and even still now, have a tobacco-growing heritage here. You know, I'm assuming that you probably don't get your product from here. Where does it come from?
So most of my leaf is actually coming from Nicaragua.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
So it's just right now, I wish we still grew tobacco here as much as we used to. We used to grow it all the way up to Eagle River.
Really?
Oh, no kidding. So is it illegal, Rose? Can you grow it yourself if you wanted to?
So you can grow up to 32 plants without having to get a grower's license.
And
I have grown tobacco here at my house out in the front yard, and, you know, it's been really kind of a neat experience.
In the front yard? Is it decorative?
Yeah, there's these beautiful trumpet flowers on top of these huge plants, and they're just, it's beautiful. It really is.
So how many cigars do you get? Let's say you can only grow 32 plants. How many cigars is that? Are we talking?
You're lucky if you get a cigar per plant.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Okay. So you have to have it sent here from Nicaragua, and it sounds like there's a lot of testing that goes on for the flavor or the aroma. What makes Legacy Cigars? You know what? We have to do a quick break, Rose. Can we keep you through the news? Okay. I want to ask you when we come back, what makes Legacy Cigars, or what sets them apart from other cigars you might have, and why a guy like Norm would say, these are the cigars I want. So we'll do that when we come back after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here with her son, Lindsay. They're having some issues. They're trying to work out on the air. And Rose Bauman is here, and we're talking cigars. It's a great night. And what better thing to talk about cigars than to help us light it up here at Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Governor Tony Evers, in partnership with the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions and the Wisconsin Higher Education AIDS Board, is encouraging Wisconsin students and families to complete the free application for federal student aid for the 2025-26 academic year as part of the National FAFSA Filing Month. Governor Evers proclaimed this month as FAFSA Filing Month throughout the state of Wisconsin, encouraging high school counselors, principals, superintendents, after-school programs, parent groups, nonprofit organizations, and local and state education organizations to assist students and families in completing the FAFSA as the first step toward achieving their college and career aspirations. The FAFSA filed annually is the gateway to nearly all federal, state, and institutional financial aid, including scholarships, grants, work-study funds, and federal student loans, plus many private scholarship providers require it as well. For those looking to enroll in post-secondary education during the 2025-26 academic year, it's important to submit the FAFSA as soon as possible and take time to understand the various deadlines that apply. Students and families with questions about the FAFSA should contact Federal Student Aid or the Federal Student Aid Information Center, which provides support on behalf of the U.S. Department of Education. For more FAFSA tips, follow Federal Student Aid on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube for informational videos and educational webinars.
Our Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 and Auxiliary will sponsor their annual fundraiser for local veterans in the Toma VA Wednesday from 9 to 3 at the Richland County Bank. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Brace yourself for a new Hollywood reboot, folks. Scrubs ran for 7 seasons from 2001 to 2008 on NBC and then 2 seasons on ABC. The original executive producer and showrunner, Bill Lawrence, will also commandeer the reboot, but as of right now, there is no cast yet attached. Maybe they should cast those two guys from the T-Mobile commercials. Looking for a good murder mystery? You might want to check out the show Cross. Cross is based on the best-selling Alex Cross novels by James Patterson and is quickly gaining viewers. The show logged 40 million views in its first 20 days of release, making it the 6th most viewed show ever on Amazon Prime. Aldous Hodge plays the brilliant Alex Cross, a detective and forensic psychologist who pursues serial killers. Season 1 is currently available to stream. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-20s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high around 30. Some snow showers Tuesday night, lingering into Wednesday morning, then clearing and colder and a little breezy Wednesday afternoon. Temps fall through the teens. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Williams will be back in the studio to discuss the latest in politics and what's happening with the economy. Join us.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Heavy, can't hear the bass, bro. I'm ready. Life is sweet as honey. Get this beat.
major change like money.
Welcome back. Maybe I'm crazy, but this is a Monday night, but it feels like, what would you say, Con, a Thursday? Wednesday?
We're going to Friday, I feel like.
You feel like it's already Friday.
Let's go. Come on.
It's going to be a long week.
What are you doing after the show? We've got Hagemeister right next door. Oh, man. It's all decked out.
I had the moose burger.
Really?
I've never eaten a moose before. Well, once I was desperate and I killed it with my bare hands. But that is the voice of Dr. Kristen Lierley. She's sitting in, hanging out with us tonight. It's great to have her back on the air and on the show. Her son, Lindsay, is here. And we have Rose Bauman, the owner of Legacy Cigar here in Northeast Wisconsin. And we are learning about cigars. I have a few more questions for Rose. I know she's busy. I appreciate taking the time tonight, Rose. It's great to have you.
Oh, it's great to be here.
So let me ask you this. I've asked this of friends of mine who are in the wine business, what do you have to spend to get a quality cigar? Mm-hmm. Something that wouldn't make you make a face. Like, how much am I putting down?
Okay, so taste in cigars is very subjective.
Okay.
You know, because we all have different palates. We all have different things that we really enjoy. Some people like an infused cigar, so they're getting a little mint, a little chocolate, maybe a Captain and Coke. Mm. There's others that are quite purist, who just really want the beautiful flavors that can come out of a well-aged leaf.
That's great.
So, do you ever flavor these leaves, or is it just the natural flavor that's within the leaf?
For me, I do not infuse any of my cigars.
Hmm.
I'm very much a purist.
Good for you.
I've been smoking cigars for a really long time, thanks to my father, that I've kind of moved on past an infused cigar.
Huh.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not that they're horrible or anything. They're just not my thing.
You said you're following in the footsteps of a lot of great women. And I think when people think of cigars, I know certainly my first instinct was like a stodgy old guy with a derby, like a sports reporter with a half eaten cigar in his mouth. That has changed a lot, hasn't it?
It has. There's a lot more women making an appearance in the cigar ownership. You're going to go just about everywhere and find hopefully a knowledgeable woman working in a cigar lounge.
Like yourself, yeah. What makes Legacy cigars different from other cigars? Why would I buy Legacy over something else?
So Legacy was a five-year labor of love. Finding the right blend and the right mix and the right countries to get these leaves from, it really has, I always say it's like having a baby, right? It's a lot of preparation. It's a lot of work. And then when it's about ready to be released, you're all excited and you're scared and nervous all at the same time.
It's good that we have an OBGYN here on the show. or let me ask you this, Rose, and Kristen, if you have a question, I don't mean to hog the conversation.
You
have a cigar question, that's fine. Typically, when you're smoking a cigar, do you finish it all in one sitting, or can you save it for later? What's the appropriate behavior there?
So I always try to finish my cigar from front to end.
Okay.
Sometimes when you relight a cigar, if you don't do it properly, then you're going to get a really ashy taste, and you're going to be yucky.
Interesting.
But there is a good way to end a cigar so that you can relight it at another time. And you never stamp out a cigar like you would a cigarette.
Oh, really?
Yeah, don't ever do that. That pushes a whole bunch of that ash into the tobacco.
Oh, okay.
And changes the flavor in a bad way. If it's still lit, go ahead and cut it off, you know, just past where that tobacco is dark. Put it in a Ziploc bag, you know, somewhere where it's not going to get a lot of air exchange. And then you can relight it later.
That's great.
If you happen to put down your cigar and you kind of forget about it and you come back and go, oh, yeah, what you should do is knock off all that ash, knock out as much of the black tobacco as you possibly can, and then relight your cigar.
Wow, good to know. I was always putting it out. Like you just said, like, what you just said not to do is what I was doing.
That's an instinct, isn't it?
It is. And maybe because I don't know why it is, but how should people, like, let's say you want to smoke it later. Is the Ziploc bag the best way? Like, assuming most people don't have humidors in their house, what is the best way to preserve it for a smoke later on?
Yeah, put it in a Ziploc bag or even a plastic container that seals really well.
Okay, perfect.
Because you don't want to lose what moisture is in that cigar, because you need a little bit of moisture to get all those flavors to work right.
Well said. Do you have a favorite movie or TV show where someone is smoking a cigar, Rose?
Oh, my.
Like Telly Savalas and Kojak, or I don't know how old you are.
Oh, he sucked on suckers. You know, he didn't really smoke cigars.
Oh, didn't he do like Swisher Sweet ads or something like that? I thought he did. Like Clint, they did the Backwoods Smokes ads, and then I thought he did some ads for cigars.
Most of my great memories from cigars have to do with my dad and my grandpa.
So that smell is ingrained in your head from a young age,
yeah,
probably.
It is. You know, I remember my grandpa sitting out on his front porch smoking Dutch Masters, and my first cigar was actually a White Owl.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
It's a really budget cut rate cigar.
Like, think of Boone's Farm.
Yes, Mad Dog 2020.
Right.
Oh, that sounds like a fun night. Wow. Oh, they're giving you the cheap stuff to break in. That's hilarious.
Well, that's what they smoked. So, of course, you know, that's what you kind of get. Nowadays, I love my Plasencia Alma Forte. It's a beautiful cigar. I really like the one that I call Norm the First. Yeah, I named the cigars after Norm and his family.
He's got a cigar named after him?
He does. His is Norm the Third.
Wow. So he has a son maybe named Norm Jr. and then the cigar is the third?
So we have Grandpa, who's Norm the First.
Oh, okay.
Dad, who's Norm the Second. Norm, who's Norm the Third. And little Norm, who's Norm the Fourth.
Little Norm, though. I like that.
That's great. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. And Norm's not a little guy. He's a big dude.
Well, yes, yeah, so his son isn't a little man either. the whole family, Dad, Norm, and, you know, little Norm are all nice-sized men, just great people. I mean, having them come into the shop has just been fantastic.
That's so cool. He was on the show, and I almost challenged him to an arm wrestle because that's what I do with all my guests, but I think he would have destroyed me.
And also, we Kristen now know me. That you have some weakness issues with your arm.
I might have low T.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I'm getting to that age.
That's the wrong arm, dear. You know, that's
a lot of people taking liberties with my side hustles.
Lindsay, earmuffs.
Rose, this was fun. Do you tell people where they can find Legacy Cigars? Is it only at Appleton Cigar, or is there other places they can order them?
Yep, right now it's only at Appleton Cigar Company on College Ave in Appleton, Wisconsin. They're on the shelf. On January 9th, I am doing a cigar event at Appleton Cigar. So it's going to be 3 hours dedicated to Legacy Cigars, and there's even going to be an event cigar release that night.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
That's really cool.
Kristen, Lindsay, and Conrad and I are coming.
Fantastic.
What night of the week is that?
That is a Thursday night.
Okay. Well, it might conflict with the show. We'll see what we can do. That sounds like a lot of fun, though. And tell Norm I said hello. I had no idea you guys were in cahoots, so this is kind of working out. And you helped me light the night on a Monday. So there you
go. Fantastic.
Yeah, have a great night. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Rose Bauman. Check out Legacy Cigars, a woman-owned cigar company. How cool is that?
I love that it's legacy. You know,
yeah.
This is like something that reminds her of her dad and her grandfather,
yeah.
And it was passed down. That's pretty neat.
So does this make you want to smoke a cigar even more?
No.
Dr. Lyerly?
No. I have no desire to smoke anything.
Smoke it? Well, you don't inhale a cigar. That's the thing.
I don't want to put smoke inside of my body. That
Why?
Is just...
Your majesty?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Because my dad was a smoker.
Oh, yeah.
And I always hated it. And we had one of those vans. We'd go on family trips. And we had one of those vans where you couldn't open the window, so you had to just like
a traveling smoke shop.
Well, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, you could just pop it a little bit to the side, and we would like put our mouths outside of the window. I just hated that. So it's a personal experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a doctor, smoking is, you know, not great for you. And neither is drinking. I mean, there are a lot of vices that we have. So everything in moderation.
But it's interesting because I do like smoking cigars, but I don't do it often enough. You know, I think even people who hang out in cigar shops, I know a lot of my friends do that. And I've had that experience and it's fun. It's like playing poker or fishing or something like that, where you're just hanging out and talking. It's such a fun atmosphere. And I think if you don't inhale, you're okay, right, doctor?
Well, I mean, you can still get mouth cancer.
Man, killjoy.
Drooling.
I'm willing to take the risk for a legacy cigar.
It's all about risks and benefits, right?
All right. So, yes, risk, reward, whatever you want to call it. All right, nausea. What's a good home remedy for nausea? Because people get that a lot. That's a popular one, the stomach issues.
Well, what is it from? Did you eat too much? Did you not eat enough? Are you upset? Is it related to anxiety? Is it constipation? Do you need Pepto-Bismol?
No. I've never been constipated in my life.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Conrad will vouch for me.
I didn't know that.
Constipation is a huge problem. Do you know why an apple a day keeps the doctor away?
Why?
Because apples, the fiber in apples helps to keep your bowels moving.
They have that much fiber?
Yeah.
In apples? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. It's natural and it's whole. And, you know, back in the day when we didn't have a lot of cures, that really was a thing, an apple a day.
All right. Explosive diarrhea. That's right. I went there.
Get to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably something you ate.
That's what I said, too. We have so much in common. What about general diarrhea? What about just random explosivity?
Like all of you is exploding.
We don't have to go there. All right. What are some good tasting, healthy foods that people probably don't eat enough of, but would really like them? And they're good for you, too.
Honestly,
whole
foods like fruits and vegetables, and that always is something that nutritionists will talk to you about, but they really are, they have fiber, they have nutrients, they often have water if you're eating them in their whole state, and they don't have to be like boring. You can do fun things with fruits and vegetables. So if you can tune
like
your
juggle?
Brain, yes, da, 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 da. You can tune your brain to think about, maybe I eat a carrot before I eat my sandwich and chips. And that way you get your vegetable in and you still get to eat the carrots or the sandwich and the chips that you like.
Is that a good thing to say, like on a first date? Excuse me, I have to eat a carrot before we share this peanut butter sandwich. Do you think, like, you're a woman?
I think peanut butter sandwich is a bad thing to say on a first date.
Even if you have coupons? all right, Aunt Carla checking in again. She says, high tops are very 80s, and Conrad loves shoes.
Oh,
I do.
Regular Imelda Marcos over there. I'm sure a very interesting pair of shoes he is wearing. Nephew Pete, you are welcome, part of the family, and I'll make you a quiche from Aunt Carla.
Oh.
She has no idea how much I'm going to hold her to that.
And she can cook it in the house if Grandma turns the heat up enough.
Exactly. She could just lay it on the floor and it will cook, or on the ceiling because heat rises. Anna from Madison says, Peace Frog is another great song by The Doors. Oh, I don't know Peace Frog.
I don't know that one either.
Like, I've never really done a deep dive. Like, I know all their basic hits and a few other ones. I never heard of that one, though.
Mm-hmm.
Bridget from the 818 says, my best friend's wedding, Say a Little Prayer. That's the song I was trying to think of earlier. Fun scene. Love the song. Bridget crushes it always, as always. Thank you, Bridget. And then we have a text from Steady Eddie. But he typically sends more than one chapter, so I think we'll hold off on that till after the break. And it's always good to close the show with Kristen Lyerly and a Steady Eddie text. Lindsay, are we going to meet you? Do you want to jump on for the last segment? It's just a few minutes.
Sure.
You came all the way down here. All right, we'll get Lindsay hooked up with headphones and his mom, and he will work a few things out during the break, and we'll come back and close things down. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Tomorrow night on the show, wrestling announcer and Civic Media's own Rich LaCasio will be back on the show. He'll be on tomorrow night at 6:35. Oh, I had trouble getting that out. Almost, did my voice crack?
Like Peter Brady.
I just went through puberty on the air, yeah.
It's time to change.
You've got to rearrange. It just happens. And then Swedish jazz queen Gunhild Carling will be on the show tomorrow night at 7:05. I'm very excited about that. She's incredibly talented. And then Northeast Wisconsin author Brett Kissinger will be here in studio to talk about his new book. So that will be a fun night here on Nightlight. As always, I would like to introduce another guest on the show. It is the offspring, if you will. You know what drives me crazy? My dad always say, I really appreciate you siring me.
And he's just so, like, that's
freaked
so
out
weird.
About it. I know. So you're not a sire, but Lindsay, your son has a great sense of humor because you've been saying stuff and he's been making faces the whole time, but I wanted to introduce him because he's such a good sport. Can we get him on camera? Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. All the cameras on Lindsay.
Lindsay's like, no, that's all right. So is your mom, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, a good mom?
Yeah, she's a good mom. You know, sometimes she does the classic mom stuff of making you do the dishes, yelling at you about not doing the dishes, that sort of thing. Usually the dishes is the dishes center focus.
It's always a thing.
Is that the worst you're dealing with, though, in your house?
Yeah. That's no, that, pretty, that, I have a hard life.
Yeah.
And his brothers. Well, like, remember,
you've got 4 boys.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They're all cigar smokers, by the way. I don't know how you're going to deal with that. They're like me. So do you guys all get along pretty much?
Sure.
You can, in his head, he's just thinking about how much they wail on each other at home or something.
He's,
I don't
like,
know.
What can I say on the radio?
One of them moved out as fast as he could.
Oh, uh-huh. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
18 in a day and he's gone, or what?
20. How old is he?
It wasn't really as fast as he could.
He stayed that's in not a reflection. For as long as he could, and then he left.
That's not necessarily a reflection of
you want
though, right?
To create a place where your kids feel safe, and also when they know it's time to go. And he knew it was time to go. And he had a job. Like, he was, he's good.
He had known it was time to go. He was done.
He was done.
Listen, I am tired of my commute from Marinette every day. So the second you move out, if that room is for rent, I am so there.
Give me a week or so just to open the windows.
To take okay. down the bunk beds.
Okay. It's better.
Well, Lindsay, you're a good sport. Thank you for being on that. What are you going to do with your life?
I'm not too sure yet.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's to be determined, we'll say.
Well, what are you doing right now with your life?
Day to day, that's okay. We had Frank Hermans was on a couple weeks ago. Remember that, Conrad?
Yeah.
And his
yeah.
son was in here, and he's only 15. So I applaud kids that are willing to come on and just kind of, you know, put themselves out there. I think that's great.
Could you sing something for us?
Nope.
Let's do the next best thing. Let's do a text opera, which is what Steady Eddie sends us every night.
Oh.
This is one of our favorite texters. Steady Eddie says, Dr. Kristen, Mr. Pete. Pete, back in my day, you could get a good cigar for a nickel. All caps. Mm. That's what America needs today. Agreed. Not really, Dr. Kristen. I hate cigar smoke. When I smell a cigar, I run the other way. Taking a shot at you there, Steady Eddie.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. Yeah. Being your best hate. Tonight, he's being Steady Eddie, not Steadfast Edward. A little less gentlemanly. George Burns. Now, that man knew how to smoke a cigar, and he lived to be 100.
That's true.
Steady Eddie. That's right. Mm-hmm. My favorite was, remember the show Alice?
Yes.
Vic Tayback played Mel, and he used to smoke cigars, and he would throw one in his mouth when he was angry. And one time, Flo, or Alice, threw out one of his cigars, and he looked at her, and he yelled, and he said, what's the matter with you? That was a good 15-cent cigar. And apparently that was, like, expensive back then, like in the late 70s. So, I don't know.
Mm. Yeah.
Next time you come, I think let's have cigars, but we don't have to light them. Just see if you like it. Chew on it like an old sports writer. That's great. All right, so last question. Are you guys looking forward to any... Do you have Christmas movies in your house, Lindsay, that you like to watch with your mom?
We got Klaus, the Netflix movie, animated like 3 years ago, I think.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
That's a good one. Buddy the Elf is always a good movie. I think that one's also just called Elf.
Mm-hmm.
My wife calls it Buddy the Elf. And we tease her, and she's like, what? And I think a lot of people, I kind of feel bad, because I think a lot of people call it Buddy the Elf.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then I think it was, again, 2-3 years ago, we watched Spirited, an Apple movie.
Oh, that's
movie.
A good one.
That's also a really good one.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that's good.
It's my dream that they'll watch The Sound of Music with me, because they've never watched it, and I love that movie.
Is that Christmas?
They show it around Christmas time a lot.
This is not a diehard situation.
It's Lindsay's got that passive-aggressive, is that Christmas?
Yeah, try living with him.
It's just every time I see a scene from that movie, it's in like a nice green pasture. I don't think of like green pastures.
Well,
in
you know what, Lindsay? There is Christmas all around the world, and some people have nice weather. Do your mom a favor and watch her favorite movie with her. Okay, I'm on mom's side in that one.
I might have to now.
So here's what we're doing, folks. 2 days before Christmas, Civic Media is going to have 24 hours of Christmas music on Christmas Day. So leading into that will be Nightlight from 4 to 6 on Christmas Eve. We are asking people to send in your favorite Christmas stories, movies, cookies, if you got a recipe you want to share, whatever. It's an information exchange. It will air December 24th from 4 to 6. And we are asking you...
I have a recipe.
...to submit all... Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You can lead the way and submit it if you would.
Peanut butter balls.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Those are the...
They're so good.
All right. Send it to nightlight@civicmedia.us. Start sending those in, and we will read them on the 24th. But don't wait. Send them in now. nightlight@civicmedia.us. Kristen's going to send in her peanut butter ball recipe. My brother loves peanut butter balls, and we used to get from a family friend. We had like a whole tray every year. There was like 500 of them in there. So he got home like on the 23rd, and we took all the peanut butter balls out, and we left one.
Sorry, buddy.
Furious. He almost left the family. This was really fun. Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you, Kristen.
And Lindsay, it was nice to meet you. Thanks for being
nice
on the show.
You.
Conrad, as always, fun. Thank you to Rose Bauman. All your texts and calls. So great when you guys are a part of Nightlight. We will be back tomorrow to do it all over again like we do every weeknight. Have a great night, everybody. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jazz Gallery for the Arts in Milwaukee is having a fundraiser. We'll find out how you can help out, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A suspect is in custody in Altoona, Pennsylvania, in last week's killing of United Healthcare chief exec Brian Thompson. He's identified as 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, busted at a McDonald's in Altoona after a worker recognized him and called police.
When the officer probed further, asking, have you ever been to New York City? That's when they said Mangione had a physical reaction. He started shaking, the charging document said, and that's when police here became confident they had the person that New York City police had been looking for the last 6 days.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in Altoona. A New York City jury acquitted Marine veteran Daniel Penny in the chokehold death of Subway performer Jordan Neely. Neely's family plans to sue for wrongful death. The government reports a 2.5 cents drop in its national average price for regular gasoline, now just under $3.01 a gallon. This is ABC News.